Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Gold Radio Cafe. It's Friday, December 21st, 2012, and welcome to the Gold and Silver Financial Review. My name is Bosco Kacharovich, and this program is brought to you by Central Metals. We understand the problem, and we have the answer: gold and silver bullion investments. This is going to be a short program today. We weren't planning on broadcasting this week for the holiday season, but I just wanted to address some issues that we've been hearing a lot about lately regarding this massive correction. I don't even want to call it massive, tell you the truth, but this is a seems to be a textbook strategy for the invisible hand, if you will. Label them however you want. If you look at any gold and silver chart, we had the same reaction last year around this time. During the month of December last year, gold went from, hold on, let me bring up the gold chart here. If you bear with me for a second, we weren't planning on, like I said, broadcasting today. I just wanted to update people quickly on what we think is happening. Last year in December, gold went down from practically the same exact point, around $1,750. It went down all the way down to about $1,550, about a $200 move in about a month or so. The bottom last year was around January, where is it here? Actually, the bottom last year was December 28th, okay? And then from December 28th to roughly February 27th, about 2 months, gold jumped back up to the 1750 area, okay? Folks, this is just another correction. As we broadcast last year around this same time, I had mentioned when we had our guest Bob Chapman was on the line with us, we discussed that this is a an early Christmas present, and it's a great buying opportunity. The same thing, folks. This is a manufactured correction. It's got nothing to do with the fundamentals. So if you have funds available, I think this is a great buying opportunity. Again, this is a long-term play. We don't recommend trading, but if you do have funds available, this is a good time to start accumulating more. If the markets do go down further, I would recommend buy more if you have it. So I just wanted to address this correction. We've got a lot of people calling and asking. Nothing has changed. We've had the, in my opinion, the higher price in gold is pretty much locked in. We have the Fed chairman in the United States, Ben Bernanke. The Federal Reserve is going to be printing basically $85 billion a month, okay? We have the fiscal cliff issue, which I really think is just the latest buzzword for just to distract people. The fundamental issues have not been resolved in the United States. The dollar is still having major problems. The deficits are huge. The wars continue. China keeps buying. The Basel III Accord in Europe is already implementing gold as a tier one asset. So we have central banks, our net buyers still. So folks, nothing has changed. This is a I believe a manufactured correction. Caused by the working group in financial markets, the plunge and protection team, you label them however you want. I call them the invisible hand. This is a correction that's caused by leveraged contracts, naked shorting, whatever the case is. I think it's a great buying opportunity, and I imagine that in the new year we're going to see a nice rally, probably back up to close to the $1,800 area. Again, folks, please don't take this as a trading opportunity. Again, we recommend long-term positions in gold and silver. If you have funds available, now is a good time to get in the markets. We have a good stock available in our warehouse, in the vault, gold Maple Leaf coins, silver Maple Leafs. We have bars and ingots available, silver rounds at very efficient cost competitive prices. Also like to mention our U-Vault account that we can store your gold and silver bullion at very competitive rates, fully insured, fully 100% allocated and segregated in your name. So give us a call at 1-800-649-6722. Again, that number is 1-800-649-6722. We'd like to provide you with the physical gold and silver for your investments. We have the most competitive prices across the U.S. and Canada. If we don't, we'll definitely do our best to stay competitive. So, folks, don't take this reaction in gold and silver as a turn in the market. I think this is a correction. It might last a little bit longer. Nobody knows. We might test the 1550 again. It is possible. But, you know, if we do go down further, just take it as another buying opportunity to accumulate more. Like we said before, it's not about the price in gold. This has nothing to do with gold. It's about the U.S. dollar. What you need to do is count how many ounces you have. Okay, the price you pay for it after gold reaches $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in the future, nobody really knows. $100 here or there isn't really going to matter because. What this is a lock on your standard of living, okay? So this is insurance. Gold and silver are your insurance policy against a government in a financial system gone haywire. So you want to accumulate as much as possible, whatever is suitable for you. Again, the key word, suitability. Be careful out there where you're buying your gold from. Like we always say, read the prospectus or the contract that you're sending your money to. Check out the institution. Do your due diligence and make sure you understand exactly the terms and conditions of the contract when you're buying. If anybody wants information regarding our U-Vault account, please give us a call or send us an email. Again, our toll-free number is 800-649-6722. And our email address is mail@centralmetalscorp.com. Okay, so that's all we're going to discuss this week. Again, we're going to be off next week as well. We won't have a program. Depending if there's something very important, we might come on for 10 minutes or so. But we look forward to seeing you all in the new year. And I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And that's it for now. Signing off, folks. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.